your minutes are counting down already.
What time's end time?
What? 22.
Okay.
So, it's okay.
Start your day at the Turnway, Northwest London, Sunday, 5th of Adar Rishon, 6th of February. Rabbi Shlomo Klein, Israeli pickles during Shemitah. This week's Turnway has been sponsored. By family Grosnas, Lichvud Simchas HaNesuin of Naftuli Grosnas and Chaya Lahaga, Shetiskayim Yis Hashem B'Simon Tov Mazel Tov, Yom Shlishi Or Liches Adorishon, 8th of February, Yirotzen Shivnu Bayis Neimam Yisrael L'Shem V'Lis Yilo.
Just it's my grandmother's yahrzeit today. It's Mrs. Chava Fachla. Chava Bas Rav Shlomo. So just if this Divrei Torah could be a bit in Lishmosa. Okay. So you go shopping and you buy a tin of pickles. In the olden days, everyone used to get pickles, Mrs. Elswell's pickles. And they were grown in England, the cucumbers. So there wasn't any problems. But as the joke goes, Mrs. Elswell made pickles because nobody else would. So, but now, people, especially if they've been in Eretz Yisrael for a few years, they like to have the Israeli pickles. They're more sour, they're more sharp, chamutzim. So, you buy these pickles, and they're Israeli. So, is there a problem with Shemitah on Israeli pickles? Now, we're going to talk about different areas of Shemitah, but you first need to look very carefully at the Heksha, what it says. Some say, clearly, that they're not from Perishvias, then they're fine, because pickles last a long time. So if they're not from Perishvias, absolutely fine, nothing to worry about. It's got good hechsher, you can rely that Trumas marriage has been taken, no problem. What happens if it says two little words? It says Yevul Nochri. Yevul Nochri means as follows. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a halacha that anything that grows during Shemitah year has got Kedusha Shvias. We'll talk exactly what stage of growth is going to be growing during Shemitah that gives it Kedusha Shvias. We'll talk about that in a second. But that being grown in Israel creates Kedusha Shvias. What happens if a goy owns the karaka? The goy owns the field. It's a goyish field. Lamashal in Gaza, there's lots of fields. And they grow stuff. And it's owned by the Arabs. So if a goy owns a field, has that got Kedusha Shvias? Now, very interesting, there's no Mefurash Gemara about it. No, Mefurash Gemara, you'd have thought. Mefurash Gemara is like quite a basic question. What happens if a guy owns a field next to Israel? There's no Mefurash Yerushalmi. And there are Ramazim in the Roshanim, but the first Machlekas, and it was a bit of Machlekas, was when they resettled next to Israel at the time of the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef Karo, when he resettled next to Israel. There was a bit of Machlekas between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. The Mabit was the son of the Marit. And in the Marit was already on the same side as his son, the Mabit. And there's Tshuvas in the Marit, in Chelik Aleph Sim Mem Gimel, Tshuvas in the Mabit, Chelik Aleph Sim Chaf Aleph. And there's Tshuvas in Beis Yosef. Again, it's not in Shulchan Aruch, there's no Hilchos Shvias. So it's not, it's just in Tshuvas Beis Yosef in Avkas Reichel, in Simul Chaf Gimel and Simul Chaf Dalet. Bit of Machlekas. The Mabit says there is Kedusha Shvias, even if a guy owns it. It's not a din on who owns it. It's not a din on the gavra who owns, the man who owns the fields. We don't care who owns it. The Oretz, Eretz Yisrael itself, has got the Kedusha, regardless of who owns the field. What grows in that field has Kedusha Shvias. That is the shitta of the Mabit and the Marit. The Beis Yosef held, not like that, he held, there's no Kedusha Shvias. If it's not owned by a Yid, there's no Kedusha Shvias. Just like Troublesome Ashes. We say, Yesh Koyach Biad Akum Lafkia Miad Troublesome Ashes. A guy owns something, the karaka next to Israel, there's no Kedusha Shvias. So to no Kedusha, no Chiyuv and Troublesome Ashes, Mitzvah Tlis Borat. So to Kedusha Shvias, there's no Kedusha Shvias on fruits, vegetables, produce that grow on a field owned by a guy. Now this Machlaikas started then, 400-500 years ago, and it continues till today. The Bnei Barak Hechsherim, which go with the Mahalach of the Chazanish, they say that there is Kedusha Shvias, and they're Machmir on Yevul Nochri, And Yerushalayim Hechsherim, the Bedat Tzei, the Charedos, and others, they say there's no Kedusha Shviyas on Yevul Nochri. There's no Kedusha Shviyas. And it's Machlekes till today. And the Bedats, which are very, how to put it nicely, very, call it Machmir Hechsher, they take time, very Mehudah Hechsher, let's say, try and take on as many things as possible. Because it's Mesoira in Yerushalayim, that there's no Kedusha Shviyas, it's something owned by a guy that will not budge. They're not going to be Machmir. And they put up big setlich every Shviyas that Yevul Nochri hasn't got Kedusha Shviyas, and our stuff is Yevul Nochri, and they're very into it. There's no Kedusha Shviyas or something which is grown in a Geisha field. And they get in the shops of the Eid Haredah shops that sell produce, fruit, vegetables, they buy it from Goyim and they sell it. And there's no Kedusha Shviyas, that according to the Badats, they go with the shit of the BCA, so no Kedusha Shviyas. But you go to a Bnei Barak Hechsher, the She'iris and the likes, they'll won't touch Yevul Nochri. Kedusha Shviyas. Now, just before we go weiter, we just need to, just a few nukudas. What's an afkimin if it's got Kedusha Shviyas? What's the difference? So there's one pasuk which is a very laden pasuk. We learn lots of halachas from this pasuk. The pasuk said like this, pasuk in Parshas Behar, Vayikra Chof Heivav. V'hoysa Shabbos Ores Lachem, La'ochla, L'cha, Shmita should be a Shabbos for the land, for you, la'achlo, for eating. Now people make a mistake. People think that perishviyas are also to eat the I don't know, like orla, you gotta get rid of it. No. Enjoy it. La'achlo. Perishviyas are meant to be eaten. The opposite is true. The only thing you're meant to do with them is eat them. Don't do anything else with them. We learn many drushas. La'achlo. Eat them, but loyla hafsud. You mustn't ruin them. La'achla, but loyla schayra. You can't do business with them. So there's lots of isurim that la'achla v'loyla melugma. You can't start making medicines out of them. La'achla, you got to eat them. You got to eat it. So if it's got kedusha shviyas, then it's halacha. It must be eaten. You can't do any business with them. You can't be mafsid them. You can't chuck it in the bin. But if it's got no kedusha shviyas, then it's also fine and well. You know, it's fine. So the issue is like this: if it's got kedusha shviyas, then you can't do business. That means you can't buy and sell it. So if you go like Minik Ben Abrak, which is going with them a bit that it is kedusha shviyas, there might even be an issue for you to go and buy Israeli stuff, which says that Yevul Nochri, to buy it because you're doing business with kedusha shviyas. Now that's not such a big problem. Because Schaira, as we've learned, the Rash and other Rishonim, the issa of doing business is to make money. If you're doing it yad al yad, meaning you're doing a little bit at a time, you're buying something just to eat, then it's fine. But, caveat, the money gets Kedusha Shviyas. The Halacha Shviyas is very interesting halacha, you should find other places. And not just, normally when you transfer something, or you buy something, let's say a Maisa Sheni, you transfer it onto money, then the Maisa Sheni comes chulin, it's finished, it's over, the Kedusha goes away. With Shviyas, it's not like that. Shviyas, you transfer out the money, the peri stays with Kedusha Shviyas, and the money gets Kedusha Shviyas. If that money buys something else, then, well, the money, then from it's called pre-sheni, from the money onto the next thing, the last thing will always have Kedusha Shviyas. But that fruit will always have Kedusha Shviyas, and the money will have Kedusha Shviyas. So if you go to a shop, Lamoshal, who sells Yevul Nochri, and you're a Chazanishnik, and you hold it's got Kedusha Shviyas, so hold on, you in your mind you're allowed to buy because what you're just not doing business. You just want to buy yourself some pickles or tomatoes, whatever it is to eat. So you're allowed to buy it. You're going to keep it because you're going to eat it because Kedusha Shviyas. You're going to make sure not to ruin it, not to do anything. You're going to look after it. So you're going to eat it properly because Kedusha Shviyas. Not a problem. But the problem is the money in your mind, the money that you're giving to the shopkeeper is now Kedusha Shviyas. So you are being machshel him. The shopkeeper is a badatz fellow. So he, in his mind, is not. It's fine. The money's fine, because see, he holds it's not got kedusha shviyas. And in his till, it's not got kedusha shviyas. Are you being machshel him? In your mind, you're being machshel him. So I saw that the real machmir in Mishnah Karel, it says no. So you mustn't buy it because you're giving him. You're machshel him because if you hold mamash, it's got kedusha shviyas. You hold la halacha like the mabit, that's the chaznish to come. So that's it. You're doing lifnei iver. You're giving him. Money of Kedusha Shviyas is going to go into his till and he's going to give it on his crazy, so you'll be mashal him. But I saw other places can say, if the person you're buying from, if he's got a shit which is going like that, his das is like the he's passing like the Beis Yosef, So you, even though you're going with the Chazanish, but that's only to govern you. For him, it's not called Lifnei Iver if he's got his own, he's got his shitter that he goes with. Now, just as a side point, but it's about Yevul Nochri, based on this pulmus, this big debate about Yevul Nochri, is the very, very controversial Shaila of the Heta Mechira, which is 150 to 200 years old, which is G'dayle Hadar, from 150 years ago already busy with it. Simple Eitza, to get out all the issues of Kedusha Shvi'is. You have to remember, when the first Yishuv went to live in Eretz Yisrael, they were poor, they had no funding, they had nothing. And if they wouldn't have their farmers, had they not had their produce and their money they're making from being farmers, then that's it. They couldn't. They was proper pekuach nefesh. And the poskim went this way and that way and changed their mind. And every 7 years it started again. And some poskim the year before said you can't sell it, you can't sell. Simple eitzah: sell the karaka to a goy, and then there's no kedusha shvi'is. Obviously.
You're allowed to sell the eitzah as well.
Oh, can you sell eitzah? Yeah. It's a chonim. That's all. But maybe it's pekuach nefesh and all this way backwards and forwards. So those who go with the mabit that this kedushas shvi is even on Yevul Nochri doesn't help you at all, because you haven't done anything. It still, it only helps to feed the Beis Yosef, and they went back and forth. And Moran the Chazon Ish, he came along when he came to Eretz Yisrael. I think the first shmita he was there was in during the wars. It was in Tofresh Chesadi. We don't say Tofresh Sadi Ches. Tofresh Chesadi. And in that year he put his foot down. He said, "We're not doing any more of this selling." And the general public, all the regular hashem, everyone took on the Chazon Ish of Pesach that we don't do Heta Mechira anymore. The Rabbanut do till today Heta Mechira, which is also very controversial, because they're relying on the fact that the government has got the control over the land. So then you go back to Medinas Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and all those type of shilohs. So there is a Mechira today on all land, which there are those who rely on.
I'll ask you a small question.
Go on.
If you go into a supermarket and you buy a box of Israeli cucumbers, you go home and you realise, oh, it's not for me. Can you sell them to your friend at a profit?
At a profit, that's chayr. That's definitely not. That's chayr. If you're doing it yourself,
it's not allowed, is it?
But if you bought it for yourself and you got leftovers, then it's a fresh mishnah.
No, if you bought it for yourself, your wife says, sorry, it's the wrong one.
It's the wrong one.
Can you give it to your friend or sell it to your friend?
There is, without going into too much, there is the Ad Yukim in the Rash. The Rash is the Pirush of Shvi'is, so like he's the Rash Mishants. So there is Yukim in the Rash, which says that the Issus Chayr is when you buy it to sell.
You didn't have
Kavala
to sell it.
You didn't have Kavala, so maybe there may be some Heterim. But who are you going to sell it to?
Your friend wants
gonna
it.
He's going to eat it with Kedusha Shvi'is.
And your friend wants it.
He likes Shvi'is cucumbers. Yeah,
he likes the product.
I'm not a Rav, I can't pass him. But there may be Heterim.
You're not allowed to sell it to a Goy either.
To a Goy. No, Goy is definitely worse.
It's worse to sell it to a Goy. Therefore, the money in the tills from Tesco.
That's a big problem.
Tesco
is a big problem. The money until if it's real Perish Vias, there's a big issue. So I suppose on that you can rely on Raves and Heta Bechira together with the Heta Bechira going on with the Rave.
Right, Rabbi Ebert gave a possibility of a suggestion. Because you can't sell it, you should throw it away.
So ooh!
The money.
But no! The Perish.
You can't use the money.
No, the money is not the schayra. You can still use the money. You just buy fruit with it and eat the fruit with Kedusha Shvi'is.
Sell it to your friends. Sell it to
the Perish Shvi'is with the money. Right. You can't use the money.
Of course you can. Perish Shvi'is.
Can use it.
The money, the Perish Shvi'is is heta gomel. It's mutter, but you're just going to eat it. So take the money, buy yourself some queen cakes and enjoy them. But and then the money will be okay, because the middle, only the first fruit is Kedusha Shvi'is, and the last thing that you buy. The middle money is okay.
So don't throw it away.
So throw the Perish Shvi'is away is Chas V'Shalom. Right.
Right, okay.
So that's just about Heta Mechira.
Can you buy it? Can you remember the money that's not Kedusha Shvi'is?
No. The money has to be bought with food, by food, and the food has to be eaten with Kedusha Shvi'is. Yeah, the Kedusha Shvi'is, eat it. Enjoy it.
Sure.
Right. Now, there's another major sugya in Shmita produce, and that is the din of biur, meaning like this. As we said, Perish Shvi'is are meant to be eaten, la'ochla. But there's a time limit. What's the time limit? The pasuk says, "Levehem techa ulechaya asher ba'artzecha." For your animals and your wild animals, it should be in your land. It should be for you. Kol tvasa le'echel, to eat. So the Gemara, Rashi brings it from Chazal. It's a Yishalmi. It's also a Teres Kainim. I don't understand. If a chaya can eat it, then kal v'chayma, a behema can eat it. So why is it, behema is a domestic animal, which is for you, for your gain. So why does it say chaya? So we learn a drosha, very interesting drosha. A chaya is a non-domestic animal, so wild animal, it's out there in the field. It's going to get its teeth on anything it can find. If the chaya, if it's available for the chaya, that means it's still growing out there in the field, it's still around, then the behema is allowed to have at home. You're allowed to feed it to your family, you're allowed to feed it to your domestic animals. Domesticated animals. If it's over for the chayav, it's kala l'chayav menatzadeh, if there's nothing left, then you're not allowed to eat it anymore. The whole din of la'achla is kol zman that is still available in the fields for the chayav. If it's not available in the fields for the chayav, then you can't. Finish, it's over. It's called bir. What do you have to do with the peiros you've got? Let's say you've got some apples left behind after zman abir. What do you do with it? Big machlokes rishonim. The Rambam says you destroy it. Bir means bir min ha'olam. And the Ramban, we pass like the Ramban. And the Rash also goes like that, and the Chazanish is very thing that the Halacha is like the Ramban. Hold, they're going to be mafkir them again. Because the idea of Shvius is don't hold on to anything too much. Don't hold on to it too much. So therefore, eat it. You still don't store it. You've got it. Be mafkir again. Give it to more people to eat. Share it out more and more and more. But it doesn't mean you've got to destroy it. That's the Quran, that's the Halacha. Nafkimina, important nafkimina, which people don't know this, is the Mitzvah Shem this coming year, when it comes for Arab Minim, we're all going to, nowadays there's lots of Esregim growing in California and other places, but if you're going to get Israeli Esregim, which you can get from Eitz Bezdin, which is a whole talk for itself, what Eitz Bezdin is, it's a trick to get around of all the issues of Schayr and everything. If you got your Kedusha Shvius in a sealed box Esreg, which many will get, you have to know there's a Chiv Bir on it. And meaning, come to the Chazanish, you've got to take it, put it on, take it to the street, there'll be mafkar it. You can take it back if you want after that. But there is a chiyah bir. Like a tchila, we pass can actually, I'm not sure exactly if you pass can like this, but like a tchila, the Mishnah says, that Rav Shimon Elazar says, that you've got to take it back to Eretz Yisrael to do bir. So you actually meant to send the Esra back to Eretz Yisrael. I remember 7 years ago, there was someone in Gateshead, someone put a sign up, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to take anyone's Esra game, they want to take back to Eretz Yisrael for bir, I'll take the back to Eretz Yisrael for you, which is a taiva. It's not the end of the world if you don't. It's the Rashi in Perik Zayin Mishneh Hey does say seem to say that Lachadai Rishon Malazah Mevi'in Be'eret Umevaron Shneimah Ba'aretz Chotia. You got Drasha Ba'aretz Chotia. You do the Biur in Eretz Yisrael. Now going back to
the Estrig is Dol Bilona Mishona Nishona, so it's never Kolo in the Sodah.
When is the Esrog?
Is
there
Zman?
It's a very, very, very good question.
It's growing the whole year round.
That's so good. It's an excellent question. It's an excellent question. Because most, right? It's an excellent question. Yes, he said, when is the Esrog ever color? Because it's always on the trees. One of that, the star of the whole year. Well, so the truth is that we say when that batch is color, which question is why? The Chazanish about it. It's a very, very interesting question. That's a very, very, very choshua point. What happens if you don't do biur? And this is why it's nagia with the pickles. What happens if you don't do biur? If you don't do biur, there are ban ala Torah. Again, when in Shvius, you don't have the normal marmokomis. You don't have like a Gemara and a Rashi and a Tosfos. It's like a Rambam, a Ramban la Torah and a Chazanish. So the Ramban ala Torah brings it to Sefta, and he's like also in the Mishnah, that if you don't do biur, then the peri comes osa. Now this is the only time that peri Shvius are osa. That after zman biur, if you didn't do biur, they come osa. Rabban's Masupik, whether it's a Deraisa or it's a Drabonim. But then the peris come Asa. And that causes big problems with the pickles. Because if, let's say, in a year's time, you have these pickles, which are, and let's say they say you're Volnachri and you want to be Machmir. So then, by then it's after the Zman HaBir, and Bir wasn't done, then they're Asa to eat. That's the only time you're going to have an Issa. Other than that, just eat them. Because even if it's Volnachri, and you want to hold Kedusha Shvius, but at the end of the day, la'achla, eat it. So that's the halacha of biur. Now there's a couple more halachas, which are, some say deraita, some say rabbanon, and that is, which is someone negev for yivul nachri, someone not negev, someone negev for other stuff, which is not yivul nachri. There's a halacha of, so Rashi al Torah called shomer. The halacha is, when it comes to Shvius, you better put a big sign up saying, Sodazu Hefka. The Sodaz Hefka. You're going to be mafka your field. What happens if you did what mafka the field? It was Shoma. So, those who learn Rashi al Torah will be convinced that it's Asa. Rashi said, on the Pasuk of Ha'isa Shabbos, Ha'aretz Lachem La'achla, Min Hashavus, a field that's a shavus, which was not guarded ata oichel. Ve'i ata oichel min ha-shomer. Lashon Torah's kind of is, ve'i ata oichel min ha-meshomer. If the field was guarded, you kept the field locked, you didn't allow anyone in, osa. That's what Rashi ala Torah says, ve'yikru chafei pasuk vav, on that pasuk. The truth is, it's not posh at all that shomer is osa, and even if it is osa, it might be drabonim. Rashi Nivomas is actually a steer in Rashi. The Gemara there says that there was a goy who was announced in the market. Peres halalu, the Gemara Nivomas, kuf chaf beis omad alaf. Peres halalu shel azoka, with the ayin, ayin zayin kuf hei. Shel azoka. These fruit are from azoka. What's azoka? Azoka is a lashon of locked, that the field was locked on Shemitah. Loyam aklum, the Gemara says, because he's joking, he really was. Shalei ela lashbechas mechoy. So, there's a big shaila about this, what Kedusha Shvi'is there was, if it's Yivul Nirayati, Yivul Nochri, but Rashi there says, Koshali, Rashi Nivomas, a rare Rashi, he asks a question. My Issa Yashkam, what's the issue? Im Ovaz Manabiur, if it was after Manabiur, Loi Shaykh Manav Shoma, anyway, it's Asa, after Manabiur, if it wasn't, didn't do Biur, it's Asa. V'Kaidam Azman, if it was before Zman, Mutarim, even if it was Shomer is Mutter. So the Orchan there, the Kapos Tomorrow Mitzvah, they all say, hey, steer in Rashi. Rashi says in, Rashi Alatari brings a Torah's Kainim that Shomer is Asa. And here Rashi says Mutter. So the Orchan there says, when Rashi Alatari says that Shomer is Asa, it doesn't mean it's Asa. He means that there's certain halachas that you got to be, maybe it's a drabon as a smachta, and maybe you can't eat it the way you eat it the rest of the year, but it doesn't mean that it's Asa. So you got a big shaila whether it's asa or not. Tosfos then, Yevamah says that shomer is asa, and here again we have a big shaila how to paskin. The Minchas Yitzchok Dan Weiss in Chelik Chesem Tzadi Hei writes that the minig Yerushalayim was to be mekel in shomer. The Chazanish paskins lemaisa that it's mutter to eat it, but you can't buy it. Interesting. And I found a very, very interesting Ayelas HaShachar, Rabbi Aaron Leib Zichron Livracha, in Shabbos Kuchof Gimel Mabes. Very interesting thing. In Rashi place, Rabbi Aaron Leib is talking about how the Beis Din can change their psak according to the circumstances, according to how they see the people, how they're dealing with the different circumstances. He says like this, I'm going to read out his Lashon. Hayra Chazanish, Vishnois HaShmita Shebetchila, the Chazanish Paskin in the early years, Shnas Tofresh Ches Sadi, Hichmir lesser b'shomer v'nevad as well. He was machmir on shomer. He said, if it's shomer, you can't eat it. V'achakach, in writing brackets, shnas toshin hey, 7 years later, k'she hischazku b'shmiras ha-shmita, when there were more machmir shmita, people, there was a chizuk, people started keeping the halachas, heikul bozeh, k'shitas shemuta. The Chazanish was very machmir because he saw that there was a mitzvah they weren't keeping. And also he was very, very against hatam chira. So he wanted to make sure that Shemitah is not forgotten. So at the beginning he was machmir, but when he saw that more of Klal Yisrael were keeping it, then sure the Chazanish today, if you see what's going on, how many people are keeping Shemitah now, he'd be very, very proud. So, but when he saw people were more keeping mezchazek b'shmiras ha-shmita, he was more makel in shomer, and the Chazanish allowed shomer. But it says in Siman Yud, the Chazanish does say there's actually quite a few stories of Chazanish as well, because he's got the end how he. It's called Seidah Shemitah, how he paskins. There's a little bit of steer there. But the Chazanish was makel to eat it at the end, but he did say you shouldn't buy stuff which is shomer. Probably because it's encouraging. If you start buying it, you're encouraging people to not keep Shemitah. What about, there's another halacha called Ne'evad. Ne'evad. Ne'evad means if it was worked on a Shemitah. If it was worked on. What's the halacha if it was Ne'evad? So this is the Machlekes, Rambam, and Ravid. The Rambam paskins in Perik Dalad Milch Shmita Alocha Alev, Ne'evad is fine. Afilu Sodish in a Taiva, it was fertilized b'shviz, with some chaperisem, mutarim b'achila. The Rambam says it's okay. And the Ravid in Halacha Tezayin, in Perik Dalad Halacha Tezayin, says, Osa, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Hamuna, brings a machlekes achreinim. Whether it's the Ravid is a deraisa that's Osa, or if it's Mirabon, why should it be deraisa? It's interesting, they bring, I think from the placey, that is deraisa from actually quite like a not a shmita angle at all. It says lo soichal kol toeva, don't eat any toeva, anything which is disgusted. Now this is a toeva, something which was worked on a shmita, which you did an aveir to create it. It's a toeva. So others say even a deraisa, And you can't eat something which was nevad min ha-tayra, according to the Rebbe. What's the halacha? Again, controversial. The Chaznish is simin yudayisvav. Passing out the Rambam, that's okay. I found Rashi Shtrambuch in Chuvos HaNahagos, Chelek Vav, Simin Resh Tes Zayin. He says that since the Rebbe is machmir, and the tzad that the Rebbe is a deraisa, so he says one should be lochush laha machmir. That's his lashon. One should be chayshish for those who are machmir, if you can, if it was worked on. On Shvi'is, not to eat it. Okay. One more thing, and then we'll sum up what we spoke about and bring it back to the pickles. And that is, we have to know what makes something have Kedusha Shvi'is. Now, it seems from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that growing in Shvi'is doesn't mean necessarily that it grew for a bit of Shvi'is. It means that the Shvi'is was the main koveya, was the main... The reign of Shvi'is is what brought it to what it is. Now, fruit, it all starts with the chanota, with the blossoming. A tree, when it blossoms, that's when it's put into motion. Of course, it needs to be watered. It still will need more further along the line. But it's tailored on when chanota happened, when it blossomed. So if it blossomed during Shvi'is, then it's got Kedusha Shvi'is. If it blossomed before or after Shvi'is, obviously after Shvi'is, then it's fine. So avocados now will not have Kedusha Shvi'is because avocados are a tree, and anything which is growing now did not blossom in Shvi'is. It's not possible. It blossomed last year, Tovshin Pei Aleph. So there may be other issues. If you go to Tesco and it's full, you know, actually I don't know, in Gateshead we have a shop called Aldi. I don't know if you have it here. It's for more lower class. So I don't know. Yeah. So in Aldi, so I was, you know, buying fruit and vegetables there. And it's like a huge sign over avocado saying, "We support African farmers." So I was convinced, oh, African farmers, that's great, it's not from Eretz Yisrael. And then I decided to take a second look. So about half of the avocados were from Peru, and the other half were from Israel. So this current support, they hardly support the African farmers with avocados if they get them from other places. But anyway, so you have to be very careful with avocados. But the issue would be troublesome mycetus, which is not a problem. You can just take troublesome mycetus if you know how to do it. And the other issue would be Arla, which you can go with, there could be Makel because of Roiv and things like that. That Roiv will not be Arla. But at the moment now, there's no issue of Shvi'is. But in a year's time, the stuff which, the avocados which blossomed in this year, now in Toshpe Beis, so in Toshpe Gimel, there will be a big issue of Shvi'is, probably an issue of Shomur. If it's getting to the shelves of the shops here, it's probably Shomur, Nevad. Unless you want to rely on the Hetta Mechira. Probably it's going to be Shomer, Nevad, and it might be after Zman Abir. Fresh vegetables, not normally after Zman Abir. But there will be an issue of Shomer and Nevad on avocados next year. So that's fruit. What about vegetables? Vegetables grow Al Kol Mayim. That means you've got to constantly water them. So that means that the point of when it starts to grow is not that more making this cucumber into a good geschmacka cucumber more than the water which you water it just before you pick it. Therefore, the halacha is that you go basa likita. You go basa the zman when you cut the vegetable, not when it started growing. There's a third category that is all like wheat and grains and that type of thing, and shumshumin, and they go basa shlish. So let's just sum up now with our pickles. You've got these pickles. If they were picked during Shmita, they've got Kedusha Shvi'is. If it's after the Zman HaBiur, and Biur didn't take place, then they are now become Asa. Now they're definitely Asa to eat. Before the Zman Biur, if there are Yuvul Nochri, and your Machmir for those, like the Shita of the Mabit that's got Kedusha Shvi'is, then you've got to eat it with Kedusha Soy. You mustn't be mafsid it, you can't do Schayr with it. But you've got to eat it and enjoy it before the Zman HaBiur. After the Zman HaBiur, we said the Asa. The juice which the pickles were in have now also got Blias of Kedusha Shvi'is. So if you like drinking it, then enjoy it. Otherwise, you have to leave it to rot because you're not allowed to. You can't with your hands be mafsid it, achol lehafsid. But you also can't. You can't do so. And it's got Kedusha Shvi'is. Therefore, the only eitzah is just to leave it to rot. If it's you know that it's produce of Shvi'is, which was not without a good Heksha, that means relying on the Hetta Mechira, then one one should be machmir if you're worried about nevad. Shomer, we said, is a machlokes, and lemaisa, the chazanish at the end was mekel on shomer.
Tangerines, you can get as promised, today is the Rosh Chodesh collection, first Sunday after Rosh Chodesh. If anybody's able to assist, thank you.
But now there's no problem.